This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of the ruling alliance urge to make the ruling alliance candidate victorious in the April 23rd by-election. National Assembly endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill. Government forms a 3-member high-level inquiry commission to resolve problems of loan-sharking victims. Health Ministry urges all to undergo test and stay in isolation if any COVID symptoms develop. And avalanche kills 7 people and traps many in Sikkim of India. Now, the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling alliance has urged to make the ruling coalition candidate victorious in the upcoming by-election to be held on 23rd of April. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the top leaders urged to make a ruling alliance candidate so victorious in Tanahu Constituency 1, Bara Constituency 2 and Chitwan Constituency 2. The government has formed a 3-member high-level inquiry commission to resolve the problem of loan-sharking victims. Unveiling the cabinet meeting decisions in a press conference in Singh Darbar yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma clarified that the commission was formed to address the problems of usury victims at the earliest. The communication minister also urged the OCD victims to call off all forms of protest as the government was seeking sustainable solution of the loan sharking victims through the inquiry commission. The high-level inquiry commission has been formed under the chairmanship of former head of the special court Gauri Bahadur Karki. Former Additional Inspector General of Nepal Police Uttam Raj Subedi and former Deputy Attorney General Ganesh Babu Arial are the members of the commission. The National Assembly has unanimously endorsed the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2077 Bikram Sambat and the bill related to security printing 2077 Bikram Sambat. On behalf of Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Dr. Beduram Bhushal presented the bills in the Upper House meeting yesterday seeking their endorsement. Both the bills originated in the National Assembly would now be sent to the House of Representatives. Earlier in the meeting of the Upper House, the lawmaker raised various issues of public concern. They raised the issues including the need for implementing federalism, taking action against perpetrators of caste-based discrimination, and managing fertilizers to farmers. Responding to the questions regarding fertilizers, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Dr. Beduram Bhushal vowed to remain focused on resolving the problems seen in the agriculture sector. Minister Bhushal said efforts were being made to address the shortage of chemical fertilizer and seeds. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha says the disaster risk reduction and management should be a national agenda. Taking stock of the performance of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said disaster reduction and management should be accorded high priority as Nepal was facing the risk of climate change. Meanwhile, in a different event, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha stressed the need for making new laws related to armed police force as per the need of the changing context. During his inspection visit to the armed police force headquarters in Holtok yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister directed the officials to set up additional border outposts. The CPN-UML has squeezed the Madhya Pradesh province government with a change in the political equation in the federal politics. The UML ministers resigned yesterday and it was endorsed by the Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav. The UML had four ministers and one minister of state in the provincial government. The Ministry of Health and Population has requested all to stay in isolation soon after developing symptoms of coronavirus. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Ministry urged all to stay in isolation after undergoing a coronavirus test. The Health Ministry urged for precaution as every common cold, cough and fever might be COVID-19 until proven otherwise. The Health Ministry's appeal came as Nepal detected a new variant of the coronavirus Omicron XBB.1.16 for the first time in the country. House Speaker Devraj Khimri has urged the government and political leaders to create an environment for presenting Federal Education Bill in the Parliament soon. Addressing the first National Convention of the Community School Management Committee, Speaker Khimri stressed the need for improving services in public schools for better social, cultural and economic development of the country. Newly appointed UN Resident Coordinator to Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, presented her letter of credence to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. As informed by the Foreign Affairs Ministry, the UN Resident Coordinator presented her letter of credence to Prime Minister Dahal, who also holds the portfolio of Ministry of Foreign Affairs at the Prime Minister's office in Singh Darbar. Hearing on a writ petition lodged against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichani has been rescheduled for today. Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Powdil said the single bench of Justice Anil Kumar Sinha could not lead the hearing on the petition yesterday as he had given a verdict on Lamichani's citizenship case before. Advocate Yuvraj Powdil had filed the writ petition against Lamichani on Monday, stating that he was exempted from punishment for misusing the passport. The petitioner also demanded that the decision taken by Attorney General Dr. Dinmani Pokhrel on Lamichani's case be overturned by the order. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Shakti Bahadur Basnet, has said that maximum use of electric vehicles is not only beneficial from an economic point of view, but also to protect the environment and reduce the negative impact of climate change. Speaking at a workshop organized yesterday on the occasion of the 28th anniversary of the Society of Electrical Engineers Nepal, he said water resources were the most important natural resource of Nepal and the country would take a leap in economic development and if its production and consumption could be increased. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. An avalanche in India's northeastern state of Sikkim has killed at least 7 people, injured 17, and trapped an unknown number of tourists. The Al Jazeera cited rescue officials as saying all 7 killed today were tourists and at least 30 people are feared trapped in the snow. According to police officials, the incident took place on the outskirts of Gangtok, the capital of the Himalayan state, on the road of Changu Lake. Police are yet to ascertain how many people are still trapped. 30 Nepali nationals were employed as security guards to protect the UK embassy in Kabul before the Taliban takeover in 2021 are facing removal from the UK. The lawyers have argued that the men's legal right to remain in the UK since their rescue has been voided by the Home Office. However, spokesperson for the Home Office has denied the claims and clarified that no one with a permanent right to live in the UK has had it removed, according to the BBC. The group of 30 Nepali security guards aged between 37 and 60 were working for a private security firm responsible for guarding the compound that housed the UK and Canadian embassies. Following the collapse of the Afghan government and the seizure of Kabul by the Taliban in August 2021, thousands of Afghans who had served alongside British military and government personnel were evacuated from the city amid chaotic scenes. The decision has caused concern among the public, especially those who have campaigned for the rights of Gurkhas in the UK. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain, thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top leaders of the ruling alliance urged to make the ruling alliance candidate victorious in the by-election. National Assembly endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill. Government forms 3-member high-level inquiry commission to resolve problems of loan sharking victims. Health Ministry urges all to undergo test and stay in isolation if any COVID symptoms develop. And avalanche kills 7 people and traps many in Sikkim of India. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.